I don't think I had the same sort of crises of faith that many people experience when they first encounter academic biblical scholarship, in part because my own undergraduate training and my church, for that matter, I think helped me in this regard, in part by not requiring or encouraging me to place my faith in the wrong sort of place. And I think when we don't misplace faith, biblical criticism can be a great help rather than a hindrance to people's faith. And an example, perhaps, of misplaced faith would be issues around, say, authorship or origin or authenticity of many of the biblical writings. So, for instance, as I see this often in my students, that sometimes when they first encounter particular theories about the Bible, for instance, who wrote what or who didn't write what, as the case may be, they often have crises of faith about these sorts of things. Is the Bible, on this particular question, untrustworthy in some way? If the tradition says, for instance, that Moses wrote the first five books of the Bible, but modern biblical scholarship holds that Moses didn't, or at least only parts of that material go back to Moses's period, but that others are much later, and so on and so forth. Does that mean that the Bible is lying to us in some way, that we can't trust it anymore? I think these are sort of examples of misplaced faith, because in fact, in the larger traditions of faith, it's not necessarily who wrote these texts, but rather what these texts are about, what these texts advocate, what the texts witness to, what their theological testimony is, if you will. And as you look quite closely at these texts, matters of authorship are often downplayed or not present at all, that in fact the texts themselves seem to be anonymous, and it's only later ascription, a rabbinic testimony or early church tradition that ascribes a particular person's name to these texts. And even when it does that, oftentimes we don't know much about these people. But we do have their texts, and those texts are what matter. And so ultimately, I think biblical scholarship can help us, or help one who is concerned with matters of faith, because it helps us greater attend to and understand the text itself, whereas a faith in actually who wrote the text is a kind of secondary concern, and in fact might be a case of misplaced faith, that the faith is in that particular person rather than in ultimately the text and the God who inspired it.